This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. There are celebrations after a NASA capsule successfully brought home parts of an asteroid that could tell the world more about how the solar system was created. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
Congratulations to the OSIRIS-REx team. You did it.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood on what happens next.
Engineers and scientists now plan to disassemble the return capsule and ship it to an asteroid sample analysis laboratory that's been prepared at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, where scientists will carry out detailed laboratory investigations.
President Biden says he'll join the picket line in Detroit after the United Auto Workers Union expanded its strike. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on CBS's Face the Nation.
President Biden showing up to the picket line on Tuesday is a historic event. We have never seen in modern history a president show up to a picket line like this.
There's promise that another strike, that of the Writers Guild, could end soon.
The writers' strike started in May, and actors joined in July. Together, they have frozen the entertainment industry. For writers, sticking points come down to residual pay, staffing in writers' rooms, and the use of artificial intelligence.
I do hope that I can get back to work and that it's over soon, but only with a fair contract.
Hollywood insiders say a deal with writers could help pave the way for actors. The Screen Actors Guild has said the studios will not meet with them to negotiate. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
A possible government shutdown is looming next weekend.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN it's up to House Republicans to shift into high gear and pass a government funding bill.
The American people don't want to shut down. From what I can tell, the Senate is ready to go. The administration is ready to go. House Republicans need to come to their senses and keep the government running.
The current fiscal year ends on the 30th. That means without a deal, government operations will shut down. Among other things, members of the military won't get paid, and food safety inspections will lapse. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The remnants of what was Tropical Storm Ophelia are bringing heavy rain, flooding, and damage to the Northeast. WCBS-TV's Alicia Reed is in Manalapan, New Jersey.
The rain continues to soak through the inside of this home after a tree came crashing down on Saturday, slicing through the roof and top floor.
He's actually taking a nap. Thought it was an earthquake. We called 911 immediately. We couldn't get down the steps. It's a two-level house, right? Because the steps were blocked. The whole roof caved in.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a bill in Congress to curb corporate ownership of agricultural land. Mark Moran has more now on the Farmland for Farmers Act.
As farmers start to retire, more than 40% of U.S. farmland will change hands in the next decade. But it might not wind up with young farmers who want to farm. Hannah Breckbill with Decorah-based Humble Hands Farms in northeast Iowa says out-of-state corporations buy the land and rent it to the highest bidder, keeping it out of local hands and driving land prices sky high.
Land prices have been going up and up and up. In my career as a farmer, which is not very long, only about a decade, I've seen land prices more than double. And we need farmers to be on the ground owning land.
The Farmland for Farmers Act would restrict corporate investment, and supporters hope it is adopted as part of the new farm bill scheduled to be debated this month. Breckbill also helps overwhelmed young farmers find land in Iowa, and being a young farmer herself, has firsthand experience with navigating the daunting land acquisition process. She believes farmland should be making a natural transition into the hands of beginning local farmers.
We know how to farm. We have the skills. We have the knowledge. We have the capacity. We have the energy. We just don't have the capital to be able to access the land.
The National Family Farm Coalition, which supports the Farmland for Farmers Act, released a fact sheet showing the average price of an acre of farmland in the U.S. has climbed to $3,800, the highest it has been since the 1970s. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Discover the secret to a healthier you at Lake County Botanics. Vape Walkie specializes in top quality hemp products from CBD to Delta 8, all curated just for you. You'll find Delta 8, Delta 10, THCA, and more legal hemp compounds in disposable vapes, cartridges, edibles, and more. Isolates, broad spectrum, or full spectrum CBD, they've got it all. They even have products for your furry friend. Open Monday to Saturday, 11 to 7, and Sundays from 11 to 5. Mention this ad to get a free gummy at 215 Oakton Avenue, Suite C in Pewaukee. LakeCountyBotanics.com.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now.
Hi, this is Luann Bird, and you're listening to Bird on a Wire, where we are having conversations about hope, civility, and action. Thank you for listening on the Civic Media Network. Hello, I'm Luann Bird from Bird on a Wire. You're co-hosted by Civic Media. And I'm continuing conversations about hope, civility, and action. And today my guest is Garrett Smith. We've become friends because when you go get treatment from the VA, it's like a family there. And a few weeks ago, my husband Phil was in the hospital. And I would go to visit him and help take care of him there. And there was this guy sitting in his chair outside Phil's room. And I said hi when I walked by the first time and then went in by Phil. And then the second time, I think it was the next day maybe, Garrett, I walked by and I say, hello again. And then I say, you can't talk, can you? But he has the warmest smile you could ever want. And I felt like that greeting he was making every time I went to see Phil was really special. Then there was a nurse there that said, well, you know, Garrett can talk. He uses assistive technology. Is that correct, Garrett?
Definitely.
Definitely. So we became friends. You know, I started asking him some questions, like, why are you in a chair? Why are you here at the VA? And here's what I found out. And then I will let you tell a little more of your story, Garrett. But I found out that Garrett has ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, right? And you contracted this you came down with it in 2007, I want to say. Is that correct? No? Okay. Tell us, when did you find out you had Lou Gehrig's disease?
2017.
Oh, 2017. Well, was it? Okay. So then I was asking, well, how long have you been at the VA in the hospital? And how long have you been at the VA in the hospital?
Since January 2021.
So that's over 2 years. And if I've got that, if I understood you correctly, you're in the hospital because they can't find a long-term care facility within the VA system because you are a veteran, correct? That handles vents, is that correct? And you're on a vent.
Yes, unfortunately.
So one of the things Garrett is working on is finding a place where you can stay. And I said I would do what I could to help you with that. It's complicated, isn't it, Garrett? Tell us why it's so complicated.
because I require 24/7 care, and the VA doesn't offer enough support for home care.
And if I remember right, also, it would cost you $5,000 a month out of your pocket if you went into a home where you had to pay, right? That's one of the many challenges that Garrett is facing in his life. And yet he smiles every day and just keeps fighting for it, right? Is that right? Yes. Okay. So for our listeners, I want you to know that Garrett is using technology that uses his eyes. He can talk with his eyes. And he has informed me that he can drive in this much the same way. So it's not uncommon to see him jetting around the hospital all by himself, even though he doesn't have do you have much use of your legs and arms or any of your function anymore? He says, no, he doesn't. But there's ways to get around, and that's what Garrett does.
And being the spinal cord DJ.
He is the spinal cord DJ. I have to share that part. So the second day I was walking by Garrett, and he had all this great rock and roll music playing, stuff that I really like. So it was very entertaining when Garrett's around, and it's very entertaining. So we shared playlists together. It was really, you have good taste in music. So yes, you get around up there. So tell us, where are you from?
I'm from northern Wisconsin in a little town called Woodruff.
And that's where Garrett's family lives, part of them, right? Your wife and three children are up there in Woodruff. And you have three children from your first marriage. And Garrett has grandchildren. He does not look old enough to have that, all those kids and grandkids. I'm just saying. So you're from Woodruff, which is way up in northern Wisconsin. And tell us about, you were also in the military. Where did you serve?
I was in the Navy Reserves from 03 to 17, and deployed to Iraq in 07 and Afghanistan in 2012.
So you put in a lot of time. What was your job?
I was a builder in a construction battalion called the Seabees.
So as part of that, did you actually get called into combat at times in any of those years you were serving?
We were located in combat areas and had to dodge incoming motor rounds.
Oh, wow. Those are not happy memories, but thank you for serving and for doing what you did. What made you go into the military in 03?
So I was at a point in my life where I needed a career and work for our country. It was a blessing, as I learned a lot and met lots of friends.
Lifelong, for sure. Well, every time my husband's in the VA and we go up there for care, it is just like a family. There's an amazing connection, isn't there?
Yeah.
So it's not unusual for me to come home with a new friend or us every time we go. So tell us about how did you figure out something was wrong? What were your symptoms early on? You made it through all those wars and everything, and now you're home, right? So what happened?
So back in 2015, I started having swallowing problems and started having swollen lymph nodes. And they treated me for it, but eventually got worse as I started swallowing lymphs as if I was drunk, and muscles started twitching. So I ended up seeing a neurologist, and they ran tests and I was diagnosed with ALS June 2017.
So, it looks to me like, well, when I read your story, and for the listeners out there, for those of you that are listening, Garrett tells his story on his website. He has his own website, GarrettSmithFamilyFleet.com. You can join his team, become a part of his life in some way, shape, or form, I'm sure, by keeping an eye on what's going on there with Team Garrett. I feel like I'm a part of the team now, which is great. We're making connections here, and we're finding ways to help Garrett get through this time in your life. So I'm very glad I met you. Okay, so can you tell us, though, it's not like you gave up, right? According to your story, you finally decided this isn't the end of the world, and you got going, didn't you? So what is it that you do now? I know you're a member of IAMALS, right? Tell us about that. Because from what I understand, you advocate for people with ALS through that organization. You volunteer. Tell us what you do.
So we help other veterans diagnosed with ALS and their families with guidance and connect them with veterans with a medical and welcome child to get
24/7 care. That is a big deal, isn't it? So what would you like to tell us about ALS for the public that doesn't really know much about it? What would you like us to know about it?
Veterans are 2 times likely to be diagnosed with ALS, and there is 3 different functions of how ALS affects people. There is bulbar ALS, which affects your throat and neck, and eventually affects entire body. Then there are people who get diagnosed where it affects lower half of body than there is one, where it runs in family genes. I was diagnosed with bulbar ALS.
That's the throat and neck, the first one? Yes? Okay. Okay, so you note in your comments that, you know, you just get on with life. That's the thing that's so impressive about you. You care so much about your family, and you care about other veterans going through what you're going through, and you have some of your own needs. So any of our listeners out there know how to maneuver a system and help Garrett find a home so he doesn't have to be in the hospital all the time. Please contact me and I will, or reach out to Garrett. He's up there at the Milwaukee VA in the Spinal Cord Center. So tell us about what helped shape you. I know you're in your story, it was a difficult childhood. You lost your mom when you were a baby. So you never really knew your mom, and you didn't know your father very well, and your grandparents raised you. And tell us, is that what shaped you to become the fighter that you are today? What drives you? What motivates you?
Pretty much raising myself and always finding solutions and taking no for an answer.
That's who you are. Yeah, for sure. And you have such a positive attitude. That's the other thing.
So I try.
You try. you did tell, I did talk to your daughter, and I found out that the one I talked to has brain tumors, and she's had a challenging life as well, and she has a loss, complete loss of vision in one eye and half of her vision in the other eye. And she's got 2 little kids. She sounds like the sweetest thing. So what does Garrett tell me? He said she's got it a lot worse off than I do. That's what Garrett told me. That true, Garrett?
She's been through a lot of health problems, but is so strong-hearted and so loving and caring. I'm so proud of her.
Well, I could tell that in the short little while I've known her, and she sure wants to get up to see her dad, that's for sure. So I hope I can help make that happen as well. I know when my husband was paralyzed, it wasn't easy on the kids. They were 2 and 5 at the time. And my daughter at one point now we knew that Phil was going to be paralyzed from the start because he had severed his spinal cord and it was a complete injury and he was never going to walk again. And my daughter had drawn this little stick figure book, and it showed her and her dad and him in a wheelchair and then him in crutches and then him standing again in the little stick figures. And I could tell that's what she was hoping would change. I don't think Tom remembers much because he was only 2. But about a couple years into it, she comes running up to me one day and she says, "You know, Mom," she says, "Dad used to be able to push me on the swings, but now I can ride on his lap." And I thought that was kind of cute, you know, like, oh yeah, this does affect children. And we don't know how, but I always thought it made my children stronger. They had to deal with things most kids don't. Trauma. It's a traumatic experience to watch, I'm sure, their dad suffer and struggle. How have your kids been affected? What can you say about that? What have you noticed about your kids?
My kids love riding on my wheelchair and trying to be there for support. I definitely miss being home to see them, including my lap buddy Louis, which is a French bulldog, and we got him when I was diagnosed.
Aw, boy, that's a thing. We have a Hoyer lift that we don't use it lately, but you know, the grandkids would push those buttons and watch grandpa go up and drop them into the whirlpool for some pain relief. They do have fun with that adaptive equipment, that's for sure. And Phil used to drive, and then they were always fascinated with the hand controls that, you know, yeah, his legs don't work, but all you need are these 2 sticks, one that drives the gas and one that pushes. It's really quite simple. One that pushes the brake, you know, and you do that with your hand by either pulling the lever down or pushing it. It's just a phenomenally simple thing, but kids would always be fascinated with that stuff. And I also think it sends it shows them that you can do it attitude, that you fight, like you said, problem solve. You learn to problem solve your way through. One story that inspired us when Phil was injured were, you know, you hear these other stories about people, and I'm sure that helps you too. There was a guy that was like a pro golfer that fell out of his cart and broke his back and was paralyzed like Phil. And so he was in Florida. We went down to Florida to visit we had read an article about him. So we were down in Florida visiting my brother-in-law, and Phil and I decided we were going to go meet this guy. We want to see how he golfs again, because Phil's a golfer. And so he showed us how he took like a pool cue and split it in half, and he would sit on his golf cart and turn to the side because he had his arms, but his legs didn't work. And then he attached a tee to a fishing reel, if you can picture that, right? So he would throw his tee out there, and he would use this pool cue that was split in half, and he would tee up his ball, and that's how he would golf. Talk about problem solving, you know, and meeting other people like that. That's still what keeps us going, finding ways to do things. And when I saw your assistive technology, I just thought that was fantastic. It's for those of you that are listening, it's kind of like when you text and then words show up. That's exactly what happens for Garrett. He starts to put in a letter or two, and then a word shows up. And then with his sensitivity of his eyes, he can look at that word and it pops up there, and it shows up. It's quite fascinating to see. Is it hard to learn?
Eye gaze technology is such a blessing for so many people.
It sure opens up your world. I learned how to be patient. The nurse, luckily those wonderful nurses at the VA, you know, showed me how it worked. And I'm so grateful too. It's a blessing for both of us so we can have an easy conversation. So when Phil was paralyzed too, I remember, you know, people, or I've heard over the years that when an accident happens or a health issue like yours comes up, it can drive couples closer together or sometimes further apart. If you don't mind sharing a little about that, what has happened in your marriage since this, if you don't mind sharing that, and if you do, that's okay.
Unfortunately, my wife has emotional and mental health issues, and after I wrap my tray for, she couldn't emotionally harm me as it scares her. Sadly, our relationship started fading since being in a hospital so long, and she's trying her hardest with raising our kids and keeping up with daily life.
I speak from experience when I say it's very hard to watch the person you love suffer. It's very hard. And not everyone might not be up for the job, really, the amount of care that you probably require. Phil was pretty independent until lately, in 2017, actually, he had a stroke. And that really did set him back, you know, for a while it took out his right side. Now we are talking a whole different ballgame, very similar to what, you know, you not as bad as what you've got, but it changes things. And it's, I guess some people might say that I give up a lot, but I don't, because this is my life. He's what I signed on for. And for me, I'm kind of a natural caregiver. Not everyone is. So I don't doubt that there's also an element of it's just hard, like you said, to watch someone you love suffer. That's really probably very difficult for her. But it does add to the challenges too for you, because you can't really go home, is that right? Because she can't take care of you. And that's just the way it is. So it's a catch-22. There are lots of hospital stays. I was just thinking of a few Phil went through. You know, he broke his legs, fell out of his chair and broke both of his legs one time. So there's 2 weeks right there. He suffered with some depression one time and then some stomach issues. And that was like a period of 3 months on and off one time. I mean, there's just so many infections he ended up in the hospital with. And then there was the stroke, which is months. You know, he was in with that. There's just, that is the life. And I know I don't like seeing my husband suffer either. So I'm sorry for both of you that it's not working the way you would like at the moment. But there's always hope. I always say you never know. The other thing I know about these conditions is they cause lots of complications. So is it all right with you if I share with the audience what you're going through right now?
Bird on a Wire podcast will be right back after this. To listen to this and more uninterrupted, listen on the Civic Media app, available on Apple and Android.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Success for a 7-year NASA mission to collect asteroid samples and bring them back to Earth. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
It's going to help scientists investigate planet formation. It's going to improve our understanding of asteroids. And it'll deepen our understanding of the origin of our solar system and its formation.
The United Auto Workers Union strike was expanded Friday. WWJ-TV's Kelly Vaughn has an update on the negotiations.
Ford is making progress in their discussions, so the strike is only expanding to General Motors and Stellantis' sites.
There is a possible deal to end the Writers Guild strike. Some, including New Jersey's governor, have called for Democratic Senator Bob Menendez to resign after he was indicted on bribery charges. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin said on CNN that's premature.
In terms of resignation, that's a decision to be made by Senator Menendez and the people of New Jersey.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A man was pulled from the Milwaukee River this morning. At this point, investigators say a 63-year-old was recovered at around 8 a.m. near the intersection of Highland Avenue and Martin Luther King Drive. Authorities are currently investigating the cause of death. The United Auto Workers strike has made it to Milwaukee. The union is expanding its action, with Local 75 saying on social media they're striking at the Milwaukee Mopar Parts Center. There are about 100 UAW workers at the South Clement Avenue warehouse in Milwaukee. Frame Park is a good place to park for Waukesha's Oktoberfest. The city says the Firkin gets tapped early this evening, with the Stein hosting competition later in the night. The event, which also runs tomorrow, offers live music, a beer garden, wood carving demonstrations, and more. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Lou Anne Bird, and you're listening to Bird on a Wire, where we are having conversations about hope, civility, and action. Thank you for listening on the Civic Media Network. Is that okay? Like right now, as we speak to Garrett, he is trying to recover from pneumonia, correct? And maybe a throat or some kind of an infection in your throat. Is that right? And a urinary tract infection, which has been chronic for you lately? Yes. So as we speak here, Garrett, how are you feeling?
I'm hanging in there.
and trying my best to fight these infections.
Well, attitude matters, and that's what I love about meeting you. That's what inspires me about you, is the all we have is this moment, and now yours and my life has connected, and my podcasts are about that. They're about civility, hope, and action, Garrett. I got the call about a little over a year ago to run for public office, and I kind of felt depressed about the state of politics. I still do. I think it's broken and divided, and we could be doing much more than we do. So I like having these conversations and telling stories like, so anyway, I lost that election, and podcasts are a great way, though, to keep up with giving people hope, showing them how they can actually get things done in their life. You don't have to give up. You know, take the hand you're dealt and do something, right? That's what I'm thinking. So,
your help.
Meeting Garrett gave me another thing, right? I'm always like trying to find examples for our listeners about what they can do to help. And it was kind of neat because I would love to just take you home, but of course I can't, you know, I mean, that's the kind of person I am. I'm like, I just want to bring Garrett home and, you know, take care of him here. But of course I can't. I got enough to do here. But then when your daughter came into the picture, that's when I saw it. It was a very important conversation to have. I think it gives you it helps you to know you have a friend in the area. It helps her to know she has a friend in the area. And now that we've made that connection, sometimes just comforting people and being their friend is all people need, I think. But I have to tell you, it's personal sometimes, right? After I talked to your daughter, it reminded me of time in my life when my father was very, very sick. It was toward the end of his life. And I just left Phil with the kids and I went down to be with my dad. And it was so important. And when your daughter became part of my life, I'm like, oh, this is what I'm going to help with. We're going to help get your daughter up here to see you. So I hope that whatever I can do to help and give you comfort is it's been a great connection for both of us. Now, what's your favorite musical group, by the way? We have to talk about music because that connects us. I mean, I'm kind of a Beatles fan. Who do you like?
I loved all of my 80s music, which the Beatles are great.
The 80s.
I wish I could go back in time and live in the 80s again.
Yes. Yes. I'm big on rock and roll. But I also notice you listen to some nice, maybe classical music, just music. It brings joy. So, Garrett, I've kept you a pretty long time here. And I'm guessing you might be getting a little tired. Is that right? A little bit. So I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be on the story and on my podcast and tell your story. Help people understand what a person with ALS might go through. Also, the joy that you find no matter what happens in your life, and sharing that joy with other people like you did with me when I walked up there and listened to all that cool music playing out of your little phone is inspiring. And I'm glad to be a part of your life. So for our listeners out there, this is all about hope, civility, and action. The VA takes very good care of Garrett, right? And we're so glad to have our little family at the on the back of the VA. There's the spinal cord center. But we'd sure like to find you another place. Also, I want to remind our listeners, we have the Fisher House, which is right there on the grounds where the families can come and stay and visit. But that's not always easy either. So it's complicated, but it's worth doing what we can to help others, right, Garrett?
Even you do that. He couldn't even do the Zoom because he was going to a concert at the VA. Okay, we can do the Zoom later, right? That's for sure.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I wish everyone the best.
You bet. Thank you so much, Garrett. Thank you to Civic Media. Thank you to all the people that produced this video. And thank you to the wonderful people at the VA that take such good care of us. And Garrett, you can't hear this enough. Thank you for your service. Well, all right. I think we can wrap it up. Unless there's something you want to say to your kids. Is there anything you'd like to say to them that we could add on to this?
Dad loves you and misses you. Have a great day.
Aw, very good. I had a few more questions for you. I hope it's okay to ask. I know you want to tell your story, so thank you for doing that. I do want to share with our listeners that I went up to visit Garrett again this week and checking on him, and his doctor came up, so I had to leave. And as I was walking away, I turned around and looked back and watched as you used your eyes to drive that wheelchair right in the room, no problem. And it was pretty impressive. So assistive technology really works well. And I want to tell you that I had a conversation with one of the physical therapists this week, Michelle, who said the same thing. She said, you've been doing really well using all the assistive technology, better than most. So how has this opened up your world, being able to use your eyes to get around? Maybe share a couple of the things you get to do because you have this.
It's amazing how is. I can drive my wheelchair and control tilt and speed. I look at arrows on my screen and they allow me to control just about everything.
Well, that's great. You also get to connect with your family. How do you do that?
I use FaceTime with my family, and I also send them text messages as I have an app called PhoneLink that allows me to access my phone from my Surface Pro computer. It's awesome.
Yes, and I understand you connect with them daily, at least as much as you can, right? Daily. So tell us, what's it like to have ALS? I know on your website you describe what you went through emotionally a little bit. Do you want to share a little bit of that with us?
So as some know, I was diagnosed with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, June 2017, which is sometimes called Lou Gehrig's disease, is a rapidly progressing neurological nervous system disease that belongs to a group of disorders known as motor neuron diseases. ALS attacks nerve cells called motor neurons that control voluntary muscles, the muscles we are able to control. When these cells die, voluntary muscle control and movement are lost. This leads to progressive weakness and disability. People living with ALS eventually lose their strength, ability to move their arms, legs, and body, and the ability to breathe on their own. In most cases, their minds remain sharp and alert. The average life expectancy for people with ALS is 2 to 5 years. However, ALS is a variable disease that progresses at different rates for different people.
Thank you, Garrett. A lot of people might not know that part. And I think you've had it for 6 years, correct? Or 2017, so 6 years. And my understanding is you've been pretty stable for 2 years, right? 2 years? Yes. Okay. I do want to mention that you had shared that you were, when you learned you were positive, I'm going to just read from your website here for our listeners, because I think it's pretty powerful and it's inspiring and it's helpful to know what the VA does for our veterans. It says here that I have gone to my local VA clinic to get a second opinion, and they confirmed that I was positive for having ALS, and they recommended I speak with their social worker, which is how I found out ALS is 100% service-connected disease. And they put me in touch with a paralyzed veteran of America representative. And he is your service representative, correct? He's your service representative. And it says here, being in the military for so long, I never heard about ALS being a service-connected disease. On my last day at my reserve center, I was able to share my story with everyone to educate them about ALS being service-connected and that they are twice as likely to get this awful disease. I honestly felt relieved knowing that I and my family would be taken care of financially, which lifted a huge burden off our shoulders and was a blessing. So he said, your message is, God bless everyone battling this disease. And to my wife, and thanks for being my rock. And that's what you put out here about what the VA means to you and your family. So we feel that same way with my husband, having been disabled and having PTSD and having been exposed to the burn pits and Agent Orange and hearing loss, all those things that come with being in the military. It's quite a sacrifice. It's quite a sacrifice, isn't it? So there are many ways that I'm learning about you, Garrett, that you have reached out to help other veterans, so that they understand what the VA can do for them, correct? And what they can do for themselves. Is there anything in particular that you think has helped you along the way?
Having friends who unfortunately has ALS helps teach others about certain symptoms and equipment to use when needed, which has helped me be able to help others, especially with technology, which is my strongest area of teaching and learning.
That's amazing. You're right about that. It really helps. We live in a culture, we live with challenges that a lot of people can empathize with, but when you've been there, it's really helpful to share those stories. When Phil first got out of the hospital, we would go to a group called Disabled Citizens. Our social worker had turned us on to that. And we would go and we would just sit around and have a bonfire, and we would share. We would share stories about how we were getting around and how we were doing things, and it really, and what kind of wheelchairs do you use? And, you know, that kind of information and friendship and fellowship and support is amazing. It really is. It gets us through. So I'm really glad I'm in Team Garrett now. I'm glad I'm part of your team as well. Question. One more question, maybe. You don't appear to have to be depressed, for sure. So what is it that gives you hope?
Have my moments,
Being able to see my kids grow up and communicate with them drives me to keep fighting this disease, and I've met a few people who has lived a long time having ALS. My goal is to be positive and show gratitude, including taking no for an answer, as I'm all about finding solutions.
I can relate to that one, Garrett. I can relate to that. It's what we do. Those of us that have hope, I think that's what we do. We don't take no. We just keep plowing through and find a way. I'm happy to share with you that, you know, I might have mentioned that Phil was having trouble with his wheelchair getting up the hill. And in the backyard, he got a new wheelchair, which is very nice, but it's a front wheel drive. It's a little different. The VA actually sent the Michelle, the therapist, out, and the wheelchair guy, the representative from the wheelchair company, yesterday. They adjusted Phil's chair and just moved the seat a little bit further over the wheels, and that's all it took. So he's out there rocking it in the yard again. So it's all those little things that, you know, just never give up. We just keep trying, and I gotta admit, I had my doubts. I'm like, how can they make that chair work? But they did. So it's been a good day for us, and it's always so good to see you, Garrett. I just want to thank you for what you did when we were up there. You know, the fact that you scooted your way down by our door and propped there until I stopped and said hi to you, it was fabulous, and you played all that cool music. So keep that up. I'm sure that there's guys up there and that are really struggling. And then there you come, tooling along. All you have is to nod your head, smile, and use your eyes. And it's so inspiring. If you can make life work, we can make life work. And so can our listeners. So virtual hugs to you, my friend. And thank you again to our listeners and to our producers. We might have to keep in touch with Garrett and with his story so we can continue to learn how to overcome challenges in this world. So thank you so much, Garrett. Appreciate you. I'll see you soon. I'll be up to visit, okay? Let me know if you need anything.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. We hope you enjoyed listening to Bird on a Wire on Civic Media. For more episodes, visit us at civicmedia.us. I'm Lou Ann Bird. Thanks for listening.
To listen to this and more uninterrupted, listen on the Civic Media app, available on Apple and Android.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Ophelia is not even a tropical storm anymore, but it's still bringing rain, flooding, and damage to parts of the Northeast. WTKR-TV's Jay Green.
Holding on to my hat just a little bit here because it's kind of windy out here. But despite the windy conditions, the rainy conditions, and the rough water today, I found some people who were walking along just enjoying the day.
We'd been in the house and we just needed to get out and go for a walk.
Another man I talked to wanted to go fishing, but of course the weather changed those plans.
You can't really tell when you got a bite, and then the current will pull your line and your weight.
And we also found some people surfing along Buckrow Beach.
The government could shut down next week if Congress can't agree on funding, Democratic Arizona Senator Mark Kelly spoke to CBS's Face the Nation.
The growth of our economy is affected. It's going to affect our air traffic control system. If you're going to travel over the holidays and there's a government shutdown, I mean, that's going to impact you. Kids don't get meals when there's government shutdown. The military doesn't get paid.
President Biden says he'll walk the picket line in Detroit Tuesday to show support for striking United Auto Workers union members. Former President Donald Trump will stop by Wednesday. Wayne State University business professor Merrick Masters.
I think the visit by both telegraphs the importance of the industry and the auto worker, and that Sean Fain, the president of the auto workers, has succeeded in making this a national issue over wages.
The White House is sending hundreds of troops to the U.S.-Mexico border amid a surge of arriving migrants. Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez said the administration is mishandling the issue.
If somebody does not qualify for asylum, you don't bus them to New York, you don't send them to L.A., you don't let them go other places, you send them back to their country of origin. If we do that, that is how the crisis ends short term. And then long term, there needs to be some movement on immigration reform in Congress.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a different take.
We have to address the root of these population movements and the migration crisis. And we also have to address the domestic U.S. policy issues when it comes to immigration reform.
Gonzalez and Cortez appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Samples of an asteroid are safely back on Earth. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood explains.
The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft was launched in 2016 on a billion-dollar mission to an asteroid named Bennu. The spacecraft collected samples from the asteroid's surface in 2020, and those fragments date back to the origin of the solar system 4.5 billion years ago.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Whoever was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon.